It's Monday, everybody. Welcome to another Art House Rewind. I'm Matt.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Arliss.
And today we're here to talk all things film, art, and culture, particularly as it pertains to Art House Cinema and the Babcock Theater in Billings, Montana. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
I'm doing good.
Good. So excited. We're going to talk about which is probably one of the biggest surprises of the year so far for me, Challengers. Very excited to hear your guys' thoughts. I got a little emotional, worked up thinking about it. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, Brian, what are the three things that everybody in the world needs to know about?
Well, a couple things.
No, I said three things.
Okay, you're right. A few things.
There you go. That works. My mother would be happy.
First and foremost, we are kicking off Musical May this weekend at the Babcock Theater, and it starts on Friday with Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tick, Tick, Boom, which is a great one, and I do need to give Josh Gilchrist the satisfaction of calling me out that I was mistaken that Andrew Garfield was nominated for an Oscar for that role.
So one of our listeners to the podcast listened to last week's episode where you said...
Where I said he would never be nominated for that role, and everyone's stupid for not doing it.
Okay. And Joshua is an Art House regular and member and part of the family, if you will, decided to kindly call Brian out and make sure that everybody knew that Brian was wrong.
I was wrong.
So Tick, Tick, Boom is happening. Arliss, are you a big musical guy?
No.
Your mic isn't working. Try that again.
No.
There you go. You're not a musical guy. Okay. So when I'm singing at you in the office, that's why you look at me strangely?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So, okay. What's next, Brian?
Also happening this weekend on Saturday, continuing with Musical May, we have Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which is 70 this year. So check that one out on the big screen. It's a lot of fun and one of those classic ones that should definitely be seen. Like I said, we got a mix of some classics and some more contemporary musicals. So all month long, check out Musical May. Lastly, at Art House, I have a film called We Grown Now that should be an interesting one to check out, kind of a story of inner city life through the eyes of two children. So I think it will be very emotional and resonant and well worth checking out at Art House.
Yeah, cool. That trailer won me over for that one.
So. Yeah.
He's in because there was no singing or music.
No.
So you were, you were totally in. My mom was in this boat where she hated musicals because she just couldn't figure out why people were singing randomly in the, like, it's in the middle of a movie. Why are you singing? Just get along with the movie. Like, it was just an interruption to the story. So,
Or when I do have a musical opinion saying West Side Story 2021 is better than the original.
Oh, I do like the new one. The new one's really, really great. Okay. So, gentlemen, let's talk about the topic at hand. The film we opened on Friday, Challengers. Brian, give everybody just a quick kind of rundown of what this movie is, and then we're going to jump into our individual thoughts about it.
Yeah. So, Challengers is a story about some tennis pros. And it kind of goes into their backstory of how they got to this championship game that they are playing now, sort of the history of the two players as well as the wife of one of them, and how they met and kind of the love triangle they had over the past, 15 years or so?
16, yeah, something like that.
16, 17, something like that. She was a child prodigy, tennis player that was unable to continue playing because of an injury and then helps prop up her husband and her former boyfriend as they face off. So it sounds way less interesting when I say it that way, but
it's weird because the film like has two things on it. One, you read the description and you're like, eh, and then you watch the trailer and the trailer makes it seem like a sex filled, like, threesome romp is happening for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that can potentially turn you off as well. Or on, I guess, no judgment. But, at some point you're like, yeah, I don't know that that's for me. So it's got like these two things.
Yeah.
And the movie itself is really neither of those things. It's
exactly.
Not some lame like sports thing. And it's not just a sex-filled, romp for 2 hours either. There's something happening in the midst of that that's really great. So, Arliss, I've been dying. This is the moment. What did you think about Challengers?
I absolutely love this movie. I thought it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was definitely quite a while. It was like most interactive theater experience because, I mean, it does play more like, for me, it was played more like a comedy for some moments, okay. Just because some moments are super like odd and weird. And so I think nobody knew what to do other than chuckle what was happening on screen. But then I haven't felt like, I was very hyped up at the end of the movie. It was just like how good it was. And I could have watched like a 3-hour version of this movie. I enjoyed every minute of it.
I remember, so Brian and I watched it on Friday and I remember like getting done and I didn't say this to you. We kind of had a similar conversation, but I like had this emotion, that ending scene. And I was like, did I just love that movie? Like, is this what I'm feeling? Because it was just like, I did not expect or anticipate to enjoy or love this thing as much as I do. What's going on?
So, yeah, I was, as you said, like, I was not really sold on it from the trailer. I was kind of like, ugh, this...
Yeah, Brian asked me if I would have had any interest other than the director, Luca Guadagnino. So.
So I went in very skeptical, thinking like, all right, I'll give it a try, but I'm going to walk away thinking this is a, you know, 2 or 3 star movie. Mm-hmm. And ended up really like almost from the get-go just being like, oh, I'm hooked. This has got great energy to it. And the, you know, not only the match itself, which the way they present the story where it kind of jumps back and forth through time, I feel really helps it, as opposed to just being a linear story of they meet in college and then all sums up to this game. The way that it goes back and forth like a tennis match is really engaging and really keeps you on the edge of your seat, even for, you know, again, just some little bit of, you know, drama within their relationship, and that the way that it goes back and forth really keeps it more engaging than it would just, you know, oh, so-and-so's, you know, having marital issues or something, like is super well engaging. I also really enjoyed the soundtrack.
So good.
Which is Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. They've done lots of David Fincher's films. They've, you know, obviously Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. You know, and this has got sort of almost like this house music beat to it that at first, especially in some of like these bedroom scenes, you're like, this feels out of place, and yet it works totally well. And again, I feel like some of it is because it really is trying to emulate a tennis match. And so it's almost like a sporty music track. But really, the whole movie, like Zendaya says, is like everything is tennis. Yeah. So everything, even off the court, is a tennis match. Yeah. And that music really kind of conveys that energy.
Yeah. No, I'm totally... And I haven't experienced this soundtrack like this, where like when that beat comes back in, when that, you know, all of that stuff that they are doing, like it start, you can feel it and then it drops and you're like,
cinematography, like, helping too sometimes during those tennis matches. Is like, you mentioned it on Friday, but wondering how many different times they can film tennis, but he kept doing it, and it was like super impressive to watch.
It's crazy because you're like, you watch it and you're like, oh, this is how they're showing the tennis. It's really well done. Yeah. It's engaging. Mm-hmm. It's like, we've all seen sports movies, and how you choose to shoot the sport tells the story, you know? So like, oh, that's cool. But then a half hour in, he's shooting a tennis match differently. And then later, different. Then from the ball's perspective. Then first person video game perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then under the court perspective. Then on top of the court. Like, it's like, what is happening here? It was a $50 million budget. Oh, I see why. Like, half of it is just those tennis shots. Because it's crazy what they do. It's really cool.
Yeah. Part of why Luca Guadagnino chose the script, too, is because he found tennis boring. So then wanted to challenge himself.
I like it. That's awesome. Yeah, I think so. Soundtrack is just awesome. The acting is incredible. It's really fun to watch these young actors like be in something and just do really great kind of subtle acting at points. But then it's very physical acting, obviously, as well with the sport and tennis. And there's just so much happening from an acting perspective that it's really well done on that. The story, I'm with you, Brian. Like, the idea that it's not linear. It's jumping all around time-wise, which does get confusing at times. Like, I think you and I both had moments of like, wait, where, what time is this? Like, when in the story are
you? Yeah, they do different things with the length of Zendaya's hair, the length of the redhead's hair. You know, we can kind of...
The scruff level on the other characters.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, make him look older, just more hair on his face.
There you go. I like it. But so it like, I thought it's really well done, not because... You are discovering and learning these things as the final scene is present, like the final match that we're all there to
which
see.
Which is
who's
also the first scene of the movie is that final match starting, and then
So you're like invested in that final match, and you're getting all this backstory as the final match is happening, which is really brilliant. And for me, I walked out thinking like, oh, this is a great movie to point at when it comes to like what makes sports great, because at the end of the day, like. The match is the match. It's just a challenger match, like which in tennis world, which I'm not a tennis aficionado by any level, but like it doesn't really matter. It's not a big grand slam kind of thing, but it's showing the stakes of these two people or the three people and everything involved with it. So now all of a sudden this match matters.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is all sports in some way. Like at some point, you really don't care whether or not... I mean, it's hard to care a ton about a ball making it through a cylinder on a basketball court, and like that means everything in the world. But when you know the story of that guy or that girl and everything they've been up to that moment and the season struggles that they had and the challenges and they're overcoming adversity and injury and then they get the ball in the hole, it's like, yeah! Like, that's the moment. Yeah. And this film does all of that so well to like build up to these moments. Oh, it's so good. Okay, Arliss, any other thoughts?
I'm going to be surprised if this doesn't stay my favorite movie of 2024. Oh, That's how strongly I feel about it.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, I like it. Brian, any final thoughts?
No, I think we covered it. Like, I mean, I am excited to watch it again at some point. I might not watch it while we still have it, but anyone that was skeptical seeing the trailer or even hearing the brief description, like, I promise you that this is not the movie you think you're about to see. And you may still not enjoy it, but at least, like, know that, like, it's a different beast than what you've probably got in your head.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's surprising on every level and really, really well done. I don't think, I mean, to your point, I think this movie is for a lot more people than they assume, than you would assume. Okay.
Yeah.
It might still not be for everybody. I ran into a couple people at the theater because I'm stoked on this movie. And so people come out, did you love it? You know, what did you think? And they're like, meh, you know, so it might not be for everybody, but I'd say give it a shot because it's a really, really well done film at the end of the day. Like you can appreciate just the filmmaking and storytelling and acting and I mean, just so many things that you can appreciate, even if you don't quote unquote like the movie. But I think there's so much there to actually like and pick
apart.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I'm with you. I'm so excited to watch it a second time now that you know kind of how it ends and what is unfolding as this tennis match is happening. Like you can go back to the beginning and really dig into some things.
It does do a lot of, like when going to the backstory or they do, and later they do something on the tennis, or during the match that we're currently watching, it's literally just like either heartbreaking or really just kind of like makes you like tense up even more.
Yeah.
Tense up even more because they're, I don't know, just everybody is an a-hole in this movie too. So
yeah. I love it. Well, I hope you guys have a chance to see it and experience it.
Yep.
Share your thoughts about it. Arliss will probably be at the art house because this is where he lives now. So feel free to chat with Arliss about it because he would love to get your thoughts on that.
And we've got it at least the rest of this week and another week after that. If you guys keep coming and make it a big hit, we'll keep it a third or fourth week.
Oh, you hear that? So do you guys think this film has any sort of Oscar nomination potential? Or is it too early in the year that it's like, don't even bother?
So there was a time when I would say that coming out early in the year really is a disadvantage, but I feel like that's less the case now that I think, you know, I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once came out in March.
Yep.
Coda came out pretty early in the year when it won. So I feel like the maybe one advantage of the streaming age is that things aren't gone so early, that people do have a chance to really connect with these things throughout the year before the end of the year for Oscars.
Yeah.
Obviously, big campaigns are happening to those December released films, but I don't necessarily think that if you come out in February, March, April, you're out of the running. Sure. I think that it's... I think the tide's kind of changed on that.
Yeah,
I think for sure acting nominations are going to happen, and probably possibly for that screenplay too.
Yeah. Which I did not realize that was an early YouTube celebrity that wrote that screenplay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't remember what his name is because I just learned this. I did not know this video beforehand, but it was some guy that did some dumb thing with a scrunched face on his MacBook that
Justin
kind of was
Kuritsky's?
An early viral hit and then he wrote this screenplay.
Justin Kuritsky's, does that sound right?
Yep. Okay. And then also he's married to the writer-director of Past Lives, Celine Song.
Oh, so. I didn't know that either.
Good stuff coming out of that household.
Yeah.
Cool. So before we're done today, just really quick, as we're coming up on it in the next couple days, May is about to happen, which we have kind of a rhythm around here of Membership May. So members are those people that are choosing to support Art House by becoming a member. So you're saying you love this place and the Babcock, and you want to see both of those continue to thrive and keep our prices down and do everything you can to keep these places open. So thank you to our members for that. Without you, we truly wouldn't exist. But secondly, our members get great perks like cheap tickets or free tickets, free popcorn, free members-only events, stuff like that. So all that to say, Membership May is coming up. And so just want to plant the seed that if you want to renew or maybe for the first time become a member, this May we'll have some special perks for you. So watch out for those. I'm not going to reveal it now because it's not May yet.
It's not May. I'm not running the ads on the screen yet. So.
Yeah. So at that point, we would love for you to become a member or renew because you'll get this special perk in return. So other than that, hope you guys are doing well. Come see Challengers or just any film. Come see a musical. Sing along. Arliss. Grow your mind a little bit. Go watch a musical, buddy. Okay? All right. Without further ado, we hope... Without further ado, I'm introing a film right now.
Without further ado, press pause.
Enjoy the show. Have a great week, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.